Welcome to the Search Storage UK special report podcast on primary storage data deduplication. My name's Anthony Adsed, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Langton Blue. The first question today is, what are the pros and cons of primary storage deduplication? Over to you, Chris.
Thanks, Anthony. I think I'd just like to start by setting the scene and what we mean by primary deduplication, and obviously deduplication for those people who may not be fully aware of that. Deduplication is the process of looking for and identifying and then removing duplicate data on disk within a storage array. So what we're saying is we're looking for repeated patterns of data that we could remove, and then we could use metadata to point to that one single instance of that. Sometimes it's referred to as single instance storage, and we see that in some of the vendors. They use that term in their products. When we say primary storage dedupe, we're talking about primary storage arrays that we normally deliver out to, you know, notes and our databases and all those other lovely things, and actually putting dedupe into that product. And that's different to, say, dedupe in a backup environment. So now we've got that understood. Let's talk about pros and cons. Clearly, one of the main reasons for doing dedupe is to reduce cost. In the backup world, we see massive savings from deduplicating the backup data, and that comes around because that data is obviously repeated data. In the primary world, primary storage world, we see a similar situation where we can do storage reduction, and therefore we can make some good savings. What we've seen is that that is coming along quite well and matching with virtualization, where people are putting multiple copies of, say, desktops and as part of VDI or multiple server instances. So clearly cost saving is a big one. There's obviously the benefit of performance. If you're writing to disk and you're only using that small subset of data, then you've got increased performance because you're only having to read and write a small amount of data. And that also translates into deployment of hardware. You know, if you can reduce your footprint, you're making costs in terms of environmental savings and so on. We also see a benefit there in terms of, for instance, replication. If we were taking some of this data to another array and we've already deduplicated it, we only have to replicate a small amount. So that was quite a few on the pros side of things. Let's talk about some of the cons. Now, clearly, by centralizing a lot of data into a smaller footprint, we are potentially increasing our risk, because we've now got a situation where multiple LUNs, multiple files perhaps, are all centralized and delivered off the same physical set of disk. So we need to make sure that we're happy that we can manage that risk, and maybe, you know, we take backups or whatever it is, but we have to be aware that that centralization process does increase our risk slightly. The other thing we need to look at is performance, and there are a number of issues around performance that could have a problem with deduplication. First of all, deduplication creates more of a random workload. And the reason for that is, if you imagine as data is written to an array, we're now pulling out blocks of data and releasing it. So by doing that, what's left is effectively more random. And that means that read workload from that data in the future could be very random, and that might be a problem for that array. As we write data to the array, we either will be deduplicating that data in line, which means we do it immediately, or we do it as a post-processing piece of work. If we do it in line, then we have a performance impact because we have to manage that matching of patterns before we write it to disk. If we do that as a post-processing task and do that afterwards, then we have to keep a small amount of extra storage available until we can deduplicate that new data that we've just written. So those tend to be the cons within this sort of environment.
Thanks, Chris. The next question is, what are the pros and cons of adding primary storage dedupe to existing storage or bringing it in a separate array or product? Over to you again.
Right, so let's just think about the idea of introducing dedupe into a product we already have. A lot of vendors have started to do that, and a good example of one of the first vendors to bring that into primary storage was NetApp. They brought in primary dedupe as a function called ACES, and that's been very successful. And that worked well because their architecture was very well tailored to that. We still see some impact of performance there because that was a device that was built to do other things. And as the capacity increases, we do see performance impacts from that. Now, looking at a lot of the other vendors, we've seen the idea of deduplication being brought in to the newer products that are coming to the market. And I think what we're seeing is that there's benefits there if you're coming up with a new architecture, because you can build deduplication into your product, and it's much more difficult to retrofit it into some of the more older or legacy products. One of the benefits of having deduplication built into the product itself is it means that that ROI for the product and for acquiring that product can obviously be improved. And a good example of where that can happen is in the use of SSD arrays. SSD arrays are very expensive, but if we're getting things like compression and deduplication on that primary data, then clearly we can effectively demonstrate a more efficient ROI, and therefore perhaps we can justify that device. But clearly those architectures need to be designed to take deduplication as part of their design, and retrofitting it into an existing array can give problems, and we haven't seen many vendors try that. In terms of having this as a separate array or a separate product, as you just mentioned, we originally saw Ocarina, who came out with a device that was a separate product, and you could put that in front of a standard storage array, and then you could have your data written down to the underlying array. Clearly, if you've got a separate device for that, that device can be optimized to do one task, and that's deduplication, and the storage array continues to do its job. If you wanted to replace that storage in that environment, then you could take that array out and put another one in, and the deduplication layer continues as it did before. Obviously, if they're separate products, one thing we have to be very careful of is that the two products might find it difficult to coexist with each other. The deduplication layer could be now producing I/O that's very random, and therefore the array itself might not cope with that very well. And if the products don't coexist together, then that could be a problem. So there needs to be thought given to how that sort of technology is set up and configured. A bit more work there involved. Overall, I think it depends on what you're looking to achieve as to which route you decide to go for.
Thanks, Chris. And that's the end of the podcast.